Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Results have started coming in for the 2024 primary election, and several races are just as close as we thought they would be. The build-up to the hotly contested Senate District D race between Ben Carpenter and Jesse Bjorkman appears to be as close as expected, with Bjorkman carrying a 2.7% lead through the primary elections. He's sitting on 43.9% of the vote, while Ben Carpenter trails with just 41.2%. In another race expected to be very close, Borough Assemblymember Bill Elam trails former military general John Hillier after the primary by just 1.6% of the vote. Currently, Hillier has 50.8% of the vote, and Elam has 42.9%. In House District 7, Justin Ruffridge appears to have a distinct lead over former seat holder Ron Gillum, who is seeking to reclaim the seat he lost to Ruffridge in the 2022 general election. Ruffridge has 60.2% of the vote, while Gillum only has 39.8%. In the busiest House race, incumbent Republican Sarah Vance maintains strong support and a primary lead over several challengers. Vance carried an 8% lead over the next closest vote-getter, Borough Assembly President Brent Johnson. Vance is currently sitting on 42.9% of the vote, Johnson on 34.5%, Alana Greer 16.8%, and Dawson Slaughter at just under 6%. Former Speaker of the House Louise Stutes from Kodiak, who has held the House District 5 seat since 2015, seems well in control of her race against Libertarian challenger from Seward, Leighton Radner. Stutes has 80.2%, Radner only 20%. And in the U.S. House of Representatives, incumbent Congresswoman Mary Peltola is holding off 11 primary challengers led by Republican Nick Begich and Alaska Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom. Peltola maintains a sizable lead with 50.4% of the vote. Begich only has 27% and Dahlstrom 20%. Officials with the Alaska Division of Elections will count absentee ballots through August 30th. However, as more ballots are counted, the division plans to release another batch of results on August 27th and a final count just 10 days after the election on August 30th. Results don't become official until they're certified by the State Review Board, which the state anticipates happening on September 1st. The Rasmussen Foundation is accepting applications for Tier 1 and community support grants, now with increased award sizes. Updates to Tier 1 and community support grants are several months in the making. The foundation's recent pause in grant-making activities allowed it to assess and improve its internal processes. Tier 1 is a core program of the foundation, known for fast capital and one-time funding. In addition to a 40% increase in the maximum award size, the program now allows organizations to apply up to 15% of an award toward administrative costs. Community support grants fund capital projects and programmatic projects with broad community impact. The grants are intended for requests between $35,000 and $250,000. The foundation anticipates awarding 150 to 175 Tier 1 grants and 10 to 20 community support grants annually. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game will implement a bait restriction and bag limit reduction for coho salmon on the Kenai Peninsula this weekend. As of 11:59 p.m. on Saturday until 12:01 Tuesday, December 21st, coho salmon bag and possession limits for salmon 16 inches or greater in length for the flowing fresh waters of the Kenai Peninsula, excluding the Kenai River, will be reduced from 2 to 1 fish. The use of bait will be prohibited and gear will be restricted to single-hook artificial lures. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.